Merrill, I think what we'd like to talk about here in this interview is the Leadership Institute program. Let's just start right there and have you tell us a little bit about this.
Sure, Chuck. I serve as co-chair of the Government Relations Committee along with Dennis Raymond from Storm Lake, Iowa. And our government relations program is a program that's co-sponsored by DuPont Pioneer, and we've done this now for about 20 years. My first time to go was in about 2010, before 9/11, and I've been four times since then, serving in my capacity as co-chair of government relations. What Leadership Institute is all about is a selection of 30 people, 30 appraisers and managers from across the United States that go to Washington, D.C. Approximately around 9/11 time. This year it was September 8th to the 12th or 14th, something like that. And there were 10 appraisers and there were close to 20 managers. And so we stayed in Arlington, Virginia, and our meetings were held near the Hill in Washington, D.C., at Farm Credit Council headquarters. And we had meetings there. We had meetings on the Hill. We had meetings at the USDA building.
Well, I'm going to just make an assumption then that from a leadership standpoint within the industry and even for, you know, your own business, kind of knowing what's going on there, because policies and regulations are so important to, well, everybody in agriculture today. But this is an opportunity to just get really in touch and know, develop that knowledge that you can kind of pass along to others, I guess, as you not only use in your own business, but for your interaction with other people that you come in contact with.
Well, that's for sure. Leadership Institute allows an attendee to learn the inner workings of Washington, D.C., and how to access your legislators and how to get your point across to those that count. The people that we meet with, you know, range from legislators to industry agency leaders, economists, just various ones, the IRS, various ones that are influential in what we do on a daily basis in appraisal and farm management. And this year, and well, last year was the first time for the appraisers, but the past several years we have had advocacy and communications training with the Wigstead Group out of Des Moines, Iowa, and that has been a very meaningful, strenuous, but very powerful training exercise for our attendees to learn to be able to get our point across and say the same message to our legislators.
I know sometimes these leadership programs can be geared towards some of the new up-and-coming young folks, like, you know, like yourself. And
you're flattering me.
But for the group you had or you've had, I mean, this does it spread across, you know, kind of the whole spectrum of experience and age?
I would say that it does. Our attendees range from probably mid to late 20s to, you know, in the 60s, and I'd fall somewhere in the higher end of that group, but so our range of attendees age-wise is from younger to older.
Mm-hmm. So
and experience from, you know, lesser experienced to more experienced.
So having gone through this yourself, and I'm going to guess probably have participated in some others, what are the things that you have, at least maybe personally yourself, come away from that thinking, you know, boy, that's a great, either something I learned or an experience that I had?
Well, the first year that I went in 2000, when was it, year 2000, you know, it is a week of time, and everyone is busy, and to take time away from your work and your family is tough, but when an attendee goes up to Washington, D.C., experiences Leadership Institute, you realize how powerful it is, and you're like, my gosh, this is just an incredible experience, and I'm so happy that I went, and it really makes you proactive in your daily thinking about your governmental affairs and, you know, the economy in general, and, you know, how to access those people that make a difference.
Can you explain the process? You know, how did somebody, a member, become interested, considered, to be able to participate? How does that process work?
Sure. In the past, it was kind of a first-come, first-serve situation. More recently, we have, as far as the Executive Council, we have, and Government Relations Committee, we have made the Leadership Institute an application type process, and it is still kind of first come, first serve, but there's 10 appraiser slots and there's 20 manager slots. And with the application process, this has led to competition, and the slots fill up quickly, and people really want to come, and we have 30 slots, and so we've had to turn some people away, and so they have to wait till next year. But it's really helped. Our attendance has always been good, but I would say that it's made it somewhat more of a more exclusive type situation. Anybody can go, but they need to apply.
Well, before we close, let's touch on a very important topic to ASFMRA, and that is the continuing growth in membership, and especially folks, we'll just say starters in the business coming in, young folks, a real focus for the organization. What words would you have for somebody that might consider a career as a rural appraiser or farm manager and getting involved with ASFMRA?
Well, what I would say is be the best that you can be. We have the tools, the education, the networking, and just a whole array of wonderful tools that will help young members achieve their goals. And anyone who becomes a member of ASFMRA will grow over time and be allowed to be involved in a lot of different things. For example, for me, it's through the Government Relations Committee, Leadership Institute, the Executive Council, and now on the leadership team to become president in 2 years in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, I hope to see you there, and I'm glad that I've been thankful for the opportunity to come visit again this year with ASFMRA. Merrill Swanson visiting with me here at Agronomics Vision 2014. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.